only thing truckers are interested in is how fast their trucks will go and how far their CBs will reach.
Well, hello, big riggers. Thanks for joining me, Jim Campbell, as we talk all things trucking. In this video, we're going to discuss the new sheriff in town, the Barnacle. Before we get started, please remember to like, subscribe, and ring that notification bell below. It'd be much appreciated. Okay, the Barnacle, the new sheriff in town. It's a device that ticket writers, law enforcement, is using to attach to the windshield of both cars and trucks in order to recoup past owed or current owed. The Barnacle, the original that came out in 2016, weighed about 20 pounds and exerted about 750 pounds of pressure on the windshield. That initial one was tested in Allentown, PA and Fort Lauderdale, Florida, prior to the rollout of all the cities where it's currently at. Oklahoma, University of Oklahoma, was going to try it out there, and they did. Problem is, in a matter of 3 days, students at the University of Oklahoma figured out how to defeat the Barnacle by using a defogger and a credit card. So the folks at Barnacle had to go back, update their model to its current model they currently have now, so it could not be defeated, and as of yet, it has not been defeated. If you get back to your vehicle and find out that you have a Barnacle attached to it, depending on your location, there's going to be a fee attached, a deposit, so that when you call and pay the fine that you owe, you can use your credit card and over the cell phone online and do it, or you can call the 800 number and pay it on, you know, over the phone. But regardless, in order to get the code to release that Barnacle off your windshield, you need to pay them. And then you have to take the Barnacle once they give you the code. Once you pay your fine, they give you the code to release the Barnacle from your windshield. Then within 24 hours, you have to take the Barnacle itself to a Dropbox somewhere. And you got to do it within 24 hours in order to get your deposit back. Now, some places, like Columbia, South Carolina, only charge $35, you know, to get that release. So there you would pay whatever fine you owe plus a $35 deposit. Then when you drop it back off at that Dropbox where the box is, they're going to refund you to $35, refund it back to your credit card, which presents another problem that anybody that doesn't have the money on their card or doesn't have a credit card, you know, to put this fee on, they're screwed. Now, this is a video talking about some of the different colleges.
The University of Houston is using this controversial tool to take on parking violators. It's a device already proven to be hated at other college campuses all around the country. It replaces the traditional parking boot and covers the windshields you see here. Channel 2 anchor Jonathan Martinez joining us live at U of H to explain what they're calling the Barnacle. Jonathan?
Yeah, Bill, and we're told the Barnacle has already been placed on nearly three dozen cars in the last month and a half or so. And the university tells us it's meant to be a cheaper form, cheaper that is, than towing, but still a lot of students are having problems with them.
It's a tweet that's now gone viral. The person posting upset and complaining about a $920 parking violation at the University of Houston, along with the Barnacle placed on the windshield.
It's pretty simple, pretty safe.
That's a boot-like device put on people's cars with five or more citations with no parking permit.
If you don't have one and you're collecting multiple citations, we use a Barnacle to immobilize the vehicle.
The new device rolled out in December, and according to U of H Parking and Transportation Services, the charge for receiving a Barnacle is $75. As for the other charges, that depends on the citations themselves and how long they haven't been paid.
The ultimate thing here is compliance. We're just trying to get compliance. We have permits available. You can purchase a permit at any time.
As for the Barnacles, U of H says if students with outstanding fees aren't able to pay them immediately, they also provide alternative options.
Every spot here has to be paid for, and you have to have a permit, and that's what we're enforcing.
And we are told several universities across the country are also utilizing the Barnacle, but we know of at least one, the University of Oklahoma, that is already reconsidering that after facing backlash.
Now, virtually all the locations around the country that currently had the barnacle in use are using it because the driver in question that's got the current parking ticket owes past due amounts. It's not because, you know, this is the first time he or she got charged. Columbia, South Carolina, for example, they only use the barnacle if the offender has three or more traffic tickets, the tickets are 30 days or older, and the amount that is owed is more than $30. So they're not going to put that barnacle, I mean, if this is your first ticket, in other words. You know what I'm saying? Different locations do it different. Like New York City, for example. You know, if you're in a tractor trailer or in a car, they're going to put that barnacle on right there and then. There ain't no, you know, then whatever you owe back status, I assume that they're going to lump it all together and you owe it then. But it's none of this if you owe, you know, I mean, it's first time offender, you're getting the barnacle on it. And the difference is in New York is they're charging a $200, you know, different locations, once again, charge different amounts. But the amount that I saw that New York City itself was charging was $200. So you had to pay your fine, the fees for the fine, and then the deposit for the barnacle. Now you're getting, once again, you're getting the deposit back, probably cash back on your credit card, but it won't be for a few days. So for example, in a big truck in New York City, if the fine is $115 and then whatever other costs, you know, fees or whatever they add to that, and then a $200 fee, you know, for a deposit for the barnacle, let's say $150, $250, $350. Yeah, you're looking at probably $350, bang, right now. Now you're going to get the $200 deposit back in a few days, but the individuals don't have that money in their bank account or don't have a credit card. What are they going to do?
All right, the NYPD taking a new step to fight illegal parking.
So police are now using a special device that's redefining what it means to boot your car. Fox Eyes' Arthur Chan explains.
The device is called the Barnacle, and it sucks. Onto the windshield of cars whose owners aren't paying their parking tickets. Over the past few days, the NYPD has launched a pilot program using the device to target illegally parked trucks in Queens.
It makes it impossible to be able to drive, so you can't, you know, hold the steering wheel and try to drive, you know, in the passenger seat.
If orange was the new black, then one could say the barnacle is the new boot. The device uses two industrial-grade suction cups that provide 1,000 pounds of suction, and it sticks, blocking the view of the driver. The only way to get it to let go is to pay the fee, which can be done online or by phone.
Police experts tell us if the goal is to reduce illegal parking, devices help, but so do summonses. And they say it appears the city and the NYPD have been shying away from summonses, especially noticeable since the pandemic.
Unfortunately, we've seen enforcement drop over the years, and it's you got a hit and run. I mean, when I was a young cop, we had little scooters that drove around, and they would just, you know, tag people all day long. I don't see that anymore. I mean, listen, we understand. You know, we can argue about the bike lanes and the flower pots and all the other things that have taken up so much parking. But you know what? If you drive into work, you know, park legally.
And for those who don't park legally, there is a new sticky situation they and their windshield could find themselves in. In the East Village, Arthur Chien, Fox 5 News.
Yeah, so the problem with each locale is it's going to be, you know, like the Wild Wild West. You know, this place over here charges this and does the barnacle thing their way. You know, first offense, second offense, third offense. If you owe money, don't owe money. You know what I'm saying? Another place over here does it. So there's no general, you know, no standardized thing. And then there's a situation going on in Philadelphia right now where a guy that owns this big parking lot, he got the barnacle and was using it on the people that was, I mean, as much as 3 minutes, 5 minutes late, he'd slap it on there as a money-making thing and charging people like $450. So, but there's a fight going on in Philadelphia right now because they're trying to enact this law there that a private owner can't charge fees and collect on fees like that without permission or whatever of the local council. So, but this situation is causing some problems in different locales. it's going to be tough in New York City for big trucks. You know, if you're downtown, you know, for example, you're not allowed to park there in New York City between what, 9 p.m. and 5 a.m., right? So you roll in there, let's say 4 o'clock in the morning for a 5 a.m. appointment, and you sack out. You know, it could be 4:30. You're a half hour early waiting for your appointment, and you get a ticket. You know what I mean? Or you're in a bunk, and you wake up, and you got, you know, one of these barnacles on your windshield. And you're downtown New York, and now you're going to be late for your delivery. And then, okay, so you hurry up and pay it and get that damn thing off your windshield. But then you're in a tractor trailer. Where's this drop box off that you got to return this thing in order to get your deposit back on your card? How are you going to, you know, run through city, making rights, making lefts, tight spots with a tractor trailer? Oh, okay, so you can drop your trailer and then go as a bobtail, then get back and get another ticket on the trailer, right? I tell you what, New York City does some goofy shit. It's like on purpose they want to have drivers boycott and say, to, you know, screw it, I ain't coming back, you know? Between the high bridge fees just to get in and get out of New York, the lack of parking there, and then the exorbitant parking fees, you know, once you're there, it's like, and now this barnacle shit, are they trying to on purpose, you know, choke their city? Because who in hell is going to want to go there to deliver freight? I don't know, my friends. Hey, leave me some comments below. Tell me what you think. Remember to like, subscribe, and ring that notification bell at the bottom. Be much appreciated. Take care, my friend. Bye.
I can hardly wait till I'm a trucker.